Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I want to encourage you to stay tuned to today's message by my father, Brother Hardy. He'll be ministering a beautiful sermon entitled, The Name Above All Names. The name of Jesus Christ the Lord. He's no longer just the babe of Bethlehem or the man of Galilee or the lowly Nazarene. Neither is he even the crucified Christ on the cross, but the risen Lord of glory. I'll be back to tell you how you can get a copy of this message, The Name Above All Names. And now let's join Brother Hardy for the message.
And from then on, when they addressed him, they would have addressed him as the Lord, or the Lord Jesus Christ, because to the saints, when you say Lord, who is your Lord? Automatically, you would say Jesus, Lord Jesus. Now, the scripture said, getting back to Acts and Peter, for there is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. Let's see, again, and prove what the name is. Romans 10, 8 and 11. But what saith this? I'll quote the scriptures up above a little bit. Maybe not verbatim, but thought. The word is nigh you. Talking about salvation. Even if your mouth. Even in your mouth. Salvation is in your mouth. The word salvation is drawn nigh you. Even in your, the word is in your mouth. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. The first part, we believe, we're saved, we're in righteousness. You believe under righteousness. We have believed and we're in a state of righteousness. Paul uses the term for salvation as a state of righteousness. And confession is made to what? I just read it. Unto, the Greek preposition is eis, it means into, salvation. Now, what salvation he's talking about? Not our sins. He's talking about the wrath to come, the tribulation. But we're not appointed the wrath. He's already said that up in a couple chapters before. We're not appointed. And we confess that Jesus is Lord until he comes. Yeah. Now let's get in the mouths of two or three the scripture to prove that there's no other name given under heaven but the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Lord Jesus. Acts 4:12. Wait a minute. Well, that's okay. I just quoted that. Neither is there any, is there salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven whereby man must be saved. Jesus. Okay, it's Acts 16, 27 and the 28th verse. Paul and Silas have went to Philippi. They're preaching Jesus, the Lord. The people revolt. The leaders of the city lock him up, him and Silas, and beat them both and put them in stakes, a stock. You know what a stock is, don't you? Like in the Puritan days, bent over, mockery. Then most of us Christians, we'd have murmured and complained. Why me? Why me? All I did was serve the Lord and do right and preach for him, and now I'm in jail. Bless God. Listen to the devil. The devil said, ain't no use. There ain't no profit serving the Lord. If I'd have kept my mouth shut, wouldn't be here. No, you'd be in hell. And at midnight, Paul's famous for preaching at midnight to daybreak. He preached one time at midnight, and halfway there somebody died and he raised him from the dead and preached on to the daybreak. And they get mad at me because I get sometimes long-winded. I mean, he preached 12 to 6 in the morning, just getting going good, because he was the apostle to the Gentiles and he was bringing the revelation, and they wanted it. They couldn't get it from nowhere else. It wasn't written yet in the books, because remember, whenever they talk about the scriptures, the Israelites and the apostles, they're talking about the Old Testament scriptures. New Testament wasn't written yet. Now we got the whole scripture, the old and the new. The new is the commentary on the old. And they're singing, having a service, and God sends a miracle earthquake. You ever hear of an earthquake in our day that don't kill people and tear buildings down? Didn't kill one of them. All it did was open up the doors of the prison and shake Paul and Silas loose from their shackles. I imagine they were singing, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Okay, 27 verse Acts 16. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had all fled. Were they going to flee? They were in a revival, and the Lord was there, and they were in the presence of the Lord, and they ain't dummies like some Christians going to leave the presence of the Lord even if it's in prison. So why was he going to kill himself? Because when you were a keeper of the prison, you were responsible for your prisoners, and if they got free and escaped, you forfeited your life. But Paul cried with a loud voice saying, "Do thyself no harm. We were all here. We were waiting on you. We're ready to bring the message. We've been singing. We're ready for the sermon." Then he called for a light, speaking about the jailer, and sprang in, came trembling. Now, he had heard Paul preach, evidently, by what he says, and he knew why he was there, for preaching another Lord. Therefore, he called for a light and sprang in and trembled and fell down before Paul and Silas. Man, he's really now, he's not only thinking that not only Caesar's is Lord and Jesus is Lord and Paul and Silas must be something. And brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" What must we do to be saved? See, we're supposed to confess not our sins, but that Jesus is Lord, according to Romans 10:10. What must we do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. How many say amen? That's what saves you. You believe that this is the Lord, that the angel said is the Savior that will save you from all your sins. You believe that He is the Messiah, anointed Son of God. You believe that He rose from the dead and He is now the supreme living Lord. That God has highly exalted Him, Ephesians, and put Him at His own right hand. And that at the name of Jesus, all principalities and powers and thrones and dominions and every other name, not only named in this age world, but in the world to come, is under His feet, and He shall reign until He puts all enemies under His feet, and the last one is death, if you please. So what's in a name? I wonder what they could say about you if they ran, "What's in a name?" I wonder what they could say about me. I'm checking, man. I want to make sure I got the right names. If they get full of self, I'm going to race that out. Man, we got to get that out of the way. And get full of shit. Christ doing things for His own. No, I've got to race that out. A servant for all the people. Amen. That's why the Lord years ago gave me the formula to pray for people when they come up to get saved. I do bring in, "Forgive me of my sins," so they can get sorrowful to repent. Some of a sorrowful repentance not to be repented of. Then I asked them to ask God to deliver them from all the power of the devil and to come in their life from that moment on and take charge, for you, they receive Him as their Savior and Lord. And if you do that, brother, you're going to get saved every time. Well, I got 10 minutes. Now the question is, which Jesus is your Jesus? Who's your Jesus? Is He the Jesus that the angel said? Jehovah the Savior, Jesus the Savior, and He's saving you from what? Are you one of His people? How can you tell you're one of His people? Because you're saved from all your sins. He didn't say He would save them in their sin, and from all their sins. I mean, when I come, I put all my sins up. I didn't save none of them. I don't got no little teensy-weensy ones. I don't tell little white lies. Are you believing that Jesus and can't do what He says He can do? If you've got a doubt in Jesus, What's Jesus to you? Is he Lord?
Amen.
Is he Master?
Because
one of the meanings of Lord means owner and master, which means you can't do your own thing. I didn't know if I was going to get this in. To the Jew, he is Jehovah Yeshua the HaMashiach. To the Greeks, he was Kyrios Yesu Christos. To the English, he is the Lord Jesus Christ. I called Brother Ed in Africa. I asked him what his name was in Swahili, because most of the Africans, as their second language, speak Swahili. And he faxed it back to me. And the Jesus in Swahili, if I was there preaching, I could say, Bwana. So everybody say, Bwana. Bwana, Lord. Bwana, Yesu. Hey, Yesu. Christo. Bwana, Yesu Christo. Jehovah. Yeshua HaMashiach. And I said the same thing, the Lord Jesus Christ, if you please. And if you call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in this last day, you shall be saved. Nothing can stop you. Come on, stand to your feet and praise the name that's above all names. Come on, praise it. Praise it. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. What a powerful and inspirational message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the name above all names. I believe that you're rejoicing in your spirit as you realize that Jesus is now the risen Lord of glory. He's not the babe of Bethlehem. He's not the lowly Nazarene. He's not even the Christ on the cross. And thank God he's not the Jesus in the tomb. But he is the Lord Jesus Christ. And his name has been exalted above every name, that at the name of Jesus the Christ, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If he's Lord of your life, I know that you want to have a copy of this message for your personal cassette library. It is available in its entirety on both audio cassette and CD for your love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Please request offer number 307T for the audio tape. And request offer number 307 CD for the CD. For the message, the name above all names, enclose your love gift of at least $10 or more to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy, request Faith is Action magazine, and write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You will be blessed by the timely messages and inspirational teachings of the Faith is Action magazine. Write for yours today.